Let's return to positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You indeed are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And this program is all about turning your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions, and definitely making your dreams come true. And each week we interview amazing people who express themselves in a way to give you hope and inspiration and really give you some practical strategy of how to, again, make your life work. Bring joy into your life. We all have struggles. We all have problems. But how do we turn that around? Today, my guest is Christine Frisbee, who's the author of the new book, Day by Day, Children Tell Their Journeys of Faith and Determination Living with a Sick Sister or Brother. Christine Frisbee herself is the third of 12 children. She's always been interested in sibling relationships. She and her husband, Rick, have five children. Her second child died of leukemia in 1989, which embraced her and inspired her to write this book and do many work in this sector to help other people. And we are talking today about these stories, and also just to let you know that all proceeds from the sale of the book go to the Richard D. III Frisbee Foundation, to which Mrs. Barbara Bush is the national ambassador. Welcome back, Christine. I want to talk a little bit about the children again. One of the things you said in the last segment is that it was very hard for children to put their stories on paper. Did you find that it was harder for children to put their stories on paper than for adults, and why?
I don't think it was necessarily harder for children than adults. I think it was hard for both of them. Mm-hmm. I think children needed to be prodded a little bit more. They didn't understand necessarily what we were asking and why we were asking it and how they were going to get it out and put it on paper. So sometimes we would ask them very direct questions, mm-hmm. and then they would give us the answer. The adults were able to, they sort of took a journey with their stories, and they wrote, some of them wrote almost small novels, which we had to cut down, but we did not edit any of the stories. If anything, we took out sections just to make it shorter, but we left the sentence structure the same, and we wanted to really allow them to have their voice. And I think that the younger children were excited when we would say to them, well, you know, you're going to be published. You're going to be in a book where people will listen to you. They'll hear what you need to say. And it's very important for these people to know what you're thinking and what you're feeling, because mm-hmm. they don't understand it. So they would finally, you know, write it, but we had to go through adults to get to the children. That was part of the problem. Mm. And a lot of the adults would go, well, I don't know. I don't know if I want them to write this, you know. But some of the parents were very enthusiastic over it. But the place where we ran into some trouble were organizations who were afraid to ask the families. They were like, oh, no, you know, this is too much exposure for them. Mm-hmm. And we would say, well, why don't you let them decide whether they want the exposure or not?
And did that happen? Then did they turn it over to the families and ask?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Interesting.
Some organizations that were very big were not, who you would have thought were would be the most helpful were the least helpful. It was very mm-hmm. interesting.
But on the other hand, if we're going to flip this coin around and look at the glasses half full rather than half empty, that may be so, but you did gather some beautiful stories.
We were
so
very
what you
lucky.
Got.
Yeah, we were very, very, very lucky to get the stories. And we would like to do another book. And we hope that families who read these stories will encourage more young people to write stories mm-hmm. for us. Because I think it's interesting.
Why don't you pick one that you really love? And just paraphrase it for us. Tell us one that, you know, I'm sure they all inspired you, but one that really stands out for you.
Okay. One was written by a young girl, Taryn. She's 11, and she's from the state of New York. And I'll just read a few things out of it. My best friend in the whole entire world is my sister. And to live life with her ill and not being able to do many things, it changed my life, my world. To live life with an ill person is not easy. A lot of times you feel that your parents give more attention to the ill sibling and leave you out. And let me tell you, I felt that a lot. It does not make you feel any better. So she sort of goes on saying, I feel different from the rest of the world because all of my friends' families are fine and well. Why mine isn't? They never are understanding that we have actually what we have actually been through. They are never going to see what I see. They will never know what has happened in my life. And yes, they are aware of what happened, but if you haven't experienced this, you can never really understand. And then she writes at the end how it makes me feel. I'm not more afraid because I have a strong faith and believe in God. I believe I'm stronger because I've learned so much from my sister's illness and all the other children and their families. It has given me the ability to believe in myself and to help people. Mm-hmm. I was angry at first because it changed our family. So much attention has been given to my sister so that she could get well, and I wasn't allowed to visit her because I was only 7 years old. I had to stay with my friends all the time, and I missed my family. Most of all, I missed my sister being well, happy, and hanging out with me. Mm. And lastly, I am more confident because I'm able to share with others what happened, and I know that my life is special.
How old was she when she wrote that?
11. Mm. And this resonates throughout the book with different stories. And
Did you, Christine, could you identify with any of this as a sibling? I mean, as one of 12 children, which is amazing, I'm sure there were times when your siblings got a lot more attention than you, or became sick in some way. Could you resonate with it from that standpoint, from being a sibling yourself?
Well, from being from such a huge family, there was always something going on with someone, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And although no one was ever very seriously ill, there were times when certain ones got more opportunity to do things than others just because of the timing or their position in the family. And the others had to be very understanding that they were going to be left behind in the situation. The others were going to have something else. Or, you know, you went to a different school than some of your siblings did. And there were always many, many opportunities to compare yourself with others and to figure out what your identity was in the family. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what these other siblings who have someone who's sick, they're figuring, what is my role in the family?
And I so you grow up a little faster in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I always I was a third, and I always felt I wanted to be a little different from the others so that I did get attention. And I actually did that in positive ways. Some of them did it in more mm-hmm. in positive ways, too, and some did it in negative ways. But I think every child tries to figure out what is going to make them special in some way, and hopefully we can guide them to do that in positive ways. In today's world, there's so many negative things going on, but if we can guide them, give them the attention for positive things and guide them in that direction, I think we can be very strong parents, stronger than most people realize.
What did your parents teach you? I mean, that's a big family. What did you learn that you have passed on as a parent to your children?
What I learned is patience and compassion. Everybody in the family was totally different. Some were stronger than others in school. Some were stronger than others in sports. And what I learned from my patients is the ability to be patient in lots of different situations and not to be judgmental, but to wait and see how the situation is turning. We were all given younger ones to help with school when it was time to go to church, to comb their hair, to take care of. And my mother never really wanted us to babysit, but she always wanted us to help with the others. She always wanted us to be one, our own family. She didn't want to burn us out with babysitting. We never babysat for the younger ones. But we always had to make sure that their homework was done and that they knew how to dress properly, you know, to go to school or go out the door. So it was a really loving kind of pairing up that she did.
Yes.
With the
so
children.
If you didn't babysit, she'd have someone else babysit.
Yeah, she'd always have somebody else babysit, but she never asked us to babysit.
Isn't that interesting?
Because she never, we had to help around the
Understand.
House. We had to do chores. We had to do different things. But she never wanted us to feel as if we had been spending so much time watching our younger siblings that we didn't want to have our own family. And therefore, she has a lot of grandchildren.
All right, we're going to take a break. My guest today is Christine Frisbee, who's the author of Day by Day, Children Tell Their Journeys of Faith and Determination, Living with a Sick Sister or Brother. And Frisbee, the third of 12 children, has always been interested in sibling relationships. Her husband and she have five children. Their second child died of leukemia in 1989, which inspired her to create a foundation to do this work, to help other families who are facing this illness. And all proceeds of this book go to the Richard D. III Frisbee Foundation, to which Mrs. Barbara Bush is the national ambassador. And you can log on to frisbeefoundation.org. Is there any other website, Christine, for people to log on to?
Yes, we have a separate website for the book. The websites are connected. That's frisbeepublishing.com. And there they can listen to the different interviews and see the different press we have gotten for the book.
Wonderful. Okay. All right. And just to tell you also, folks, that you can write to me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com. And if you need more information or if you want to talk to me about guests that I have on the program or anything you'd like to share with me about positive living. Also, we will have links to both of the websites that Christine just mentioned, frisbeefoundation.org and frisbeepublishing.com, correct?
Correct.
Frisbeepublishing, right. And we will have links to those on TalkZone after this interview. And you can always listen to this interview either by going onto my site, patriciaraskin.com, and the TalkZone interview will be there. The link will be there to TalkZone, or you can go to TalkZone.com. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we certainly would love to hear from you. Your comments are always important to us, and so you can give us a call because we have a toll-free number, and the toll-free number is 888-GO-FOR-IT, or you can call 888-463-6748. All right, folks, we're going to take a break now. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.